The best tea in the city.
Good morning. I'm not going to ask you how you are. You're not feeling great before the start of the show. Look at you now, smiling. Oh, it's also your birthday. Good. You made it to another year. It's good to have you. The bottom line is, you and I, have survived the weekend. That's all that matters. We still have a chance to make it right. Welcome to the show. It's the best team in the city. Now, your role as a man in society has changed and it has evolved quite a lot over the years. But there's one aspect of it that hasn't changed, and I highly doubt that it will. Talk about gender roles in your household. Women and girls are still in the kitchen, while boys are in their rooms playing video games or watching TV. And we keep on saying we must raise an equal society. So if we are to raise an equal society, society is nothing without family, the building block. So it starts at home. Boys knowing what the girl knows and vice versa. Oh, that's the beginning of an equal society. So as a modern father, what are you doing about gender equality in your household? Huh? Oh, yes. You just joined in? These are the Dunup Talks. They continue. Most of us were raised in homes that divide household chores based on gender. Yes. So how are you as a man making sure that you are raising your kids equally and not upholding Asian gender inequality in your household? And here's another interesting question. Will hashtag household gender roles ever change, do you think? Will hashtag household gender roles ever change as we sip the best tea in the city? You know, those who know, they say the best teacher is the one that teaches by example or leads by example. So the question is, are your kids doing like you do, or they must do as you say? Because it is important to provide a good example to your kids with both words and deeds. Are you playing your role as a father? Chances are your answer there is yes. Are you playing your role as a father in the household? Doing the dishes? Helping with the laundry? Are you teaching your daughter, you know, the DIY skills? Because, you know, fathers will go to that role more than ever, more than anything in the household. Are you teaching her to do that? Most of us were raised in homes that divided the household chores based on gender. So how are you as a man making sure that kids are equally gifted to do anything, regardless of gender? Because that's how you deal with gender inequality. It starts in the home. Will hashtag household gender roles ever change? But Reki says, T, you know, talk about household gender roles. I guess it's just a stereotype that will take some time to change. My wife knows that I can and I love to cook. But when the elders and the in-laws are visiting, I'm not allowed to cook or even make myself or them tea. So sometimes you want to, you know, change gender roles in the household and the wife is like, shala pants. Hey, it happens. You may want to change it, but your partner knows
It's the best tea in the city.
Only on Kaya FM.
95.9.
3 teaspoons.
Here are the 3 teaspoons on teaching kids household gender roles. 1, teach by doing. Instead of waiting for your significant other to ask you and the kids for help, go ahead and help. Get involved. Create an environment that normalizes every gender in the household helping out. You can even start with the small household chores that don't require a lot of skill and learn from them. I mean, can you imagine you and your kids, your son, my brother, peeling onions? Who knows? Maybe that might be the first and the last time they see your tears, so to speak. And that could be fun. 2, assign roles. Give roles. I mean, different family members can have different roles when it comes to what needs to be done in the household. Of course, it is encouraged to rotate roles to make sure that everybody does a bit of everything. At this point, it doesn't matter if women are better at nurturing than men and men are better at tightening things. Household chores should be everybody's responsibility. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on teaching kids household gender roles. Dismantle patriarchy. There's still no sense of equality in our homes. Women are still doing the majority of household chores when living with a male partner. This is despite the fact that they are more educated and they bring more money than their partners. Only you, my brother, can dismantle that system of thinking. It starts with you. And that will encourage the kids to join in, be it washing dishes, kicking around a soccer ball with the girls, and even climbing trees. It's up to you. The question still remains. Will hashtag household gender roles ever change? Janela, can you do what boys do?
No.
Why?
Because I'm just not interested.
Because you were raised by a single mom.
Yeah, my mom did everything. My mom used to mow the lawn. My mom used to do everything that a man would do. So to this day, my
mom... What happened with you?
I'm not interested in chores, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want to do anything.
And then your baby?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, I'll teach her to do certain things.
Which things that you don't even know?
Yeah, wash dishes, clean the house.
You are stereotyping her.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, the chore thing, honestly, it's an issue for me as an adult. So I'm not teaching. Like, I'm really not teaching. I'm not doing anything, by example.
JJ, rescue this girl.
I'm so embarrassed because I share the same sentence. No, raised by both parents, but still, why? Why am I doing chores now in this day and age?
What are you going to teach your daughter?
To work very hard, afford somebody to do those chores.
Oh my word.
Sorry, Uncle.
Hire somebody to come and change the light bulb, hey?
Yeah.
Your door is loose and those screws need to be tightened.
But can I be honest? If there's one thing I really want to learn how to do is change my tire.
Yes.
Because that's my fear. If I'm stuck somewhere and I can't change, that's the only, like, it bugs me. It bugs me that I can't do it.
So why don't you learn now?
I think, you know what, from now on, that's what I want.
You don't have to wait for it to be flat.
No, I don't have to. Yeah. But that's something.
You just
need
to know how to jack the car, take the wheel off and put it back on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't you need, like, you know when you do this part?
Strength.
A lot of strength.
I know. I always think
you
that.
Have it. Trust me, you have it. If you can give birth, you have it.
Wow. Okay. Thanks. That's me.
Done.
Yeah.
Household gender roles. Because you grew up in an era where moms raised daughters and fathers raised sons. Today, society expects you to raise both equally. Teach them the same things about cars as well as the best dishwashing liquid, so to speak. Because if we are to raise a gender equal society, families must come to the party. This is where making sure that the girl and the boy understand that they have equal responsibility and actions to make things happen, starting in the household. Therefore, that will translate into society. My question, however, to you is, as a man, what are you doing to ensure that you're raising equal kids? And will household gender roles ever change? Will hashtag household gender roles ever change? LASIP is coming up. Talk to me. How do we redefine household gender roles? They are lucky that you are there, because then they see mom in action, and kids do as you do.
Yeah.
So they see you cooking, they see you preparing things, they can't help but jump in. And
look, my heart sank out of joy when my firstborn said to my daughter yesterday, "Listen, while mom's cooking, do you want me to make you egg mayonnaise quickly on toast?"
And that's
it. Like, oh my gosh.
There you go.
So okay, so the one is gender-free roles in the household. Yeah. Is that what you're
exactly
advising?
Exactly. So how do we balance? Because we will never have gender equality if the household doesn't practice it.
Right, charity begins at home.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you are the building block as a family of what is society.
Yeah.
So if you are not going to ensure that the girl can tighten a screw and change a light bulb, And the boy can make, you know, egg and mayo.
Yeah, and they're both outside cutting the lawn.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what are we saying?
Keep the advice coming. Basically, that's what I'm asking during Midday Joy. Advise me as a mom who's never grown up with men. ever.
And you're not the only one. How do
I keep cool? Because also, I don't want to like lose the coolness that I've had for 15 years.
Yeah.
But now we're
butting heads.
Yeah. He's taller than his father. What must I do? You know what I mean?
Thank you. Midday Joy with Unati.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-00959.
Time for you to take over, because it is time for you to take the last sip as we're talking about gender roles in the household. What is your role and how are you ensuring that there'll ever be a gender equal society? And there's a gentleman who just tweeted, and I retweeted him, and I wonder if you agree. He said there'll never be gender equality. Let's not be fooled about this. What do you say? Kolani, hi.
Malume Chi.
Yes, sir.
Kunjani Malume.
Right, Buti.
Kunwani Kolani, Lime Trend.
Ola X.
Sure. Malume, gender equality, ayisasebenzi.
Yeah, ayisasebenza good.
Yeah, leza kaza kudala leza, boma 1940, bese ngekho futhi thina lapho. Ukuthi indoda yonitha ngeke izise ibhotethi tofini. But manje ayisasebenzi. I-50-50 mfethu.
But that's gender equality.
No. It's not gender equality, because if I can change the bulb endlini, yeah, no mama sendlini can also do that. Angeke azalinde mina ngibuye emsebenzini just because of i-handling le drawer iloose. Angakhona ukuthi ayibophe.
Yes.
Yes.
So what are we debating? Because you and I are agreeing. Maybe you don't understand what I mean by gender equality. All we're saying is the roles, anyone can do either. You can cook, right?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Guti, both of you can play each role, and that's perfect. That's amazing. That's commendable.
What I'm trying to say, Guti, Malume T, Guti, there's a cut laser, like dollars above, but hey,
And any man who used to do that, cook for the wife while the wife is at work, but I only see well. Angit?
Bashonjalo, of which is not.
Which is not.
Yes. Umuntu akho you can do anything for her.
Thank you.
Thank you, my lord.
But are you teaching that to your kids, though?
Yeah, no mntwana yami sasencane nje, but uyazi ukuthi indoda mawuqeda ukudla isitsha fana uswasha.
Ah, nice. How old is he?
He's 10.
Ah, no, he's old enough to make his own eggs, so to speak.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
But hey, angifuna sondele duze nestofu.
Yeah, because as a parent unokusho ukuthi hey mntana muzoshala. You know, and what if awukho and they feel the courage to make their own eggs? At least under supervision, you can be there. But sometimes, mongeko, what happens? That's the thing, right?
Okay, Malume.
Thank you, bro. Ami, Muntuz. Hey, Muntu. Okay, Muntu is not answering. Let's go to Zanele. Hi.
Hi, Chibos. How are you?
I'm good, Mazet.
I'm good. I think, Nina, personally, because maybe it's because I was raised by a single mother, we were taught to see you must be independent in everything, basically. Ungabi na somebody that you would actually depend on, ukuthi uzong fagele globe or uzong fasela something that is loose, because I basically can do everything.
And now that you are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I'm married.
And then how did you manage to, because maybe Yara, he comes from a position where he needs to be the man of the house.
I would say I'm as good, but my husband Shem is not a person who's into hard labor.
Oh, okay.
He will tell me, you know why I went to school? So coming to the job. So luckily, I'm the one who's, I would say, more technical in learning.
Oh.
When something is broken, then I will just quickly fix it. I mean, you don't have to call anybody for
it. Yes.
That is broken in the house.
Marubaba sendi na tye.
Aye, baba sendi na tye. Nina ngilo skole. Nia ni the lentil. So yeah.
No. So what are you teaching your kids though?
No, you know, I'm raising a daughter. Hmm. My daughter is, she's 15 now. We are born when I'm doing stuff in the house. So she would ask sometimes. At some stage, I was even reconnecting ECCTV because after the break in, then I just took out the whole thing and reassembled it. And then she was like, "Hi, Mama." Then I said, "No, but you learn these things. I mean, I don't have to go and pay somebody to do this. And now you can do that." At some stage, I had a tire punch when I was going to work. And I took out the tire and I replaced. And the guy who was helping was like, "Yo, it's for the first time I'm going to find out for tire." I was going to stand there and wait for some talk to come in. To come in and tow the vehicle just for a tire.
So in other words, what you're saying is you're not actually actively teaching your daughter. You're hoping she will learn by observation.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Dorcas.
Hi, Uncle T.
How you, D?
Good and you?
Good.
Okay, Uncle T. Nah, eh. Gidilali. Nshobom Dala of her husband. Basically, me and my husband, we go to work together and come back together. When we get home, he just sits there and does absolutely nothing.
Are you ever going to teach?
No, I'm teaching my kids, especially my boy, because I don't want him to be like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm teaching him to... even make breakfast like for the cereal for the little one.
Yeah. And so, now, doesn't he get a bit of a backlash from the old man?
No, actually, Anna is just sitting there. He doesn't have a problem. No.
Oh, okay.
So you just appreciate for I'm teaching him this thing.
Yeah, because he's acting like that because he was never empowered to act differently.
But, you know, his mother, everything. I think it's because of getting, so he's taking advantage.
Maybe with the fist, I'll help.
No, and you know what he says? No, and you know what he says? He says, "If we are to complain, get la, we better la ausinya na. Ota tanga to dulalero na mo in mewa mobedi."
Ha.
So yeah.
What a never they get it.
I am good.
Thanks for the call. Mutu, hi.
Hey, how are you, my man?
I'm good, puppy.
I'm good. You spoke to my younger sister, who's an ex. Me and I were raised by the same mother.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, that woman... okay, let me just paint this picture. Ikaya C7, there's six daughters, and I'm the only son.
Mm.
And guess what? There was no girl, no boy, Ikaya. There was no way. So... my sisters were in the garden. I was having peg. I would do anything that my sisters were doing. So I'm raising three daughters now.
Yeah.
Obitalo na 19, Omuyo na 16, Omuyo na 10. And guess what? They're even doing ikaradi, which is done by males.
Yes.
Those girls, there's nothing they cannot do. I promise you. Because I learned from my mother, Mpituti, there's no, you can do anything.
No, well done to you, man.
Yes.
Is it easy, though?
It's very easy. No. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up like that.
Yes,
so,
I can imagine, yeah.
My late sister, I had a sister who was a police. She one time, she was in the throw. She came in next day. And then she was furious. Why are you ironing? In Patazaka, I was like, Mamela, she was working night shift and I can do this. So are you telling me because I have a wife? No, man. I see you have a stereotype.
Sambongu, ma'am. Bam, we kamala kuban, bro.
Onen, Sinkos, in fact. Ah, Lua Mama Lloyd. May your soul rest in peace. Usfundi say a lot.
Thank you, Prami.
Hey, ta-da.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.